When you have a few spare minutes, you should review rhymes for the digits 0 to 9 and practice memorizing a few numbers. Again, we recommend that you write down any numbers once you have access to a pen and paper. While it's possible, I don't recommend replacing your appointment book, phone book, or address book with your memory. Some memory experts use their memory instead of phone books, but it's not practical. The chain or link system does have one potential weakness. If you forget one link, you could forget the rest of the chain. But this can be overcome by working backwards and forwards. Suppose in our phone number example, we forgot the first object, but we remembered one link, the shoes. We can remember the shoes, two, had sticks, six for shoelaces. The shoes were worn by bait, eight. The bait were eating the large bun, one. A hive, five, was falling on the large bun. The hive was lassoed by a line, nine, or rope. The rope was part of a floor, four. To forget part of a chain, you have to forget two pictures. Every link in a physical metal chain is connected to two other links, except the first and last link. Likewise, every link in a chain of pictures is connected to two other links, except the first and last link. Since these are two ways to remember every link, it's difficult to forget. But one way links are forgotten or confused is overuse of the same picture. If you continue using the same action or motion, you may forget, lose, or confuse pictures. For example, if you use a pen through your doctor and a pen through everything for 1 o'clock, everything will start to seem the same. Use your imagination and use new pictures. It is also possible for you to mix the most vivid images of each number system or come up with your own system, just as I use 7-Eleven stores for 7. For all practical purposes, chains are not going to be longer than 10 items. If you have more than 10 items, either strongly consider writing the items down or breaking the items into different categories. For example, if you have a stand-up comic routine with 50 jokes, you're safer breaking the jokes up into 5 chains of 10, with 10 jokes in each category, or even smaller chains. One category would be women's jokes. Another category would be men's jokes, and so forth. Stand-up comedy is one of the few speaking situations where it's not acceptable to use notes. In most speaking situations, it is acceptable to use notes. In sales presentations, including interviews, it's not acceptable to use notes. People will think you aren't familiar with the product if you use notes. When asked, "Tell us about yourself," and a job interview, you can't say, "Wait a second while I find my notes for this answer." Instead of linking or chaining items together, it is possible to peg items or picture items with a predetermined set of pegs. One possible system of pegs is a number system. We can link one, a bun, with the first item to remember, a moose. See a moose carrying tons of buns. Hear him yell, "Moose," from the weight as he walks. We can link two, a shoe, with the second item to remember, mud. See a shoe stuck in black, thick mud. See the shoe sinking in the mud as the mud bubbles. We can link three, a tree, with the third item to remember, the moon. See trees growing on the moon. The trees are so large and green that they can be seen from Earth. See the trees swaying in the imaginary lunar wind. We can link four, a floor, with the fourth item to remember, a mummy. See a mummy breaking through the floor, escaping. We can link five, a hive, with the fifth item to remember, a hammer. See a hammer smashing a hive. See the bees flying out away from the hammer. We can link six, sticks, with the sixth item to remember, a mule. See a mule with sticks for legs. See the mule walking on his stick legs. We can link seven, heaven, with the seventh item to remember, a match. See matches falling from heaven. The matches are on fire and loud. We can link eight, bait, with the eighth item to remember, a hammock. See bait lying on a hammock, swaying back and forth. We could continue using 9 and 0 for 10. If we need 20 pegs for 20 items, We could easily use the number shape system for 11 through 20. Use a pen for 11. A swan for 12, and so on. You've probably noticed that we are developing links much faster. After practicing, you will be able to develop these mind's eye pictures in a few seconds. One possible advantage of the PEG system is that if you need to know what number 6 is, you can immediately picture 6 sticks and remember the mule with stick legs. If you need to know what 4 is, you can picture 4, remember floor, and remember the mummy breaking through the floor. If you need to remember what number 1 is, you can picture bun, then the moose carrying the tons of buns. You do not need to go through the entire chain to recall an item, but there are only a few examples where knowing what number 5 or the 5th item is important. It's even difficult to think of practical examples. Perhaps knowing the number of a law, such as knowing the 5th commandment, is important in legal studies. Maybe you need to memorize the top 10 sports figures and know their numerical rank, such as who is the 8th-ranked tennis pro. A disadvantage to the PEG system is that one spends part of the time memorizing pegs and not the subject matter to be memorized. In the link and chain method, items to be memorized are in two pictures. In the PEG method, items are only in one picture. Items can be pegged to anything, not just numbers. The original PEG system was a location-based system, where the first item to be memorized was associated with the first landmark on a walk in ancient Greece. The second item to be memorized was associated with a second landmark. The third item to be memorized was associated with a third landmark, and so forth. You can peg items to first base, second base, third base, home plate, and the pitcher's mound on a baseball field. Golfers sometimes link items to each hole on a golf course, but one has to be familiar enough with a golf course to distinguish each hole visually. If you are selling yourself in a job interview, you could peg your items to your left hand, right foot, left foot, and head. For example, in a response to the "tell us about yourself" question, you may want to mention your education, your computer skills, your people skills, and your last job. You could visualize your oversized diploma in one hand and a heavy computer in the other hand. One foot could be kicking all the people you managed, a good memory device. But hopefully you don't kick people as a management technique. The other foot could be crushing the last building you worked in. If you have several things you want to mention under computer skills, you could peg them to different parts of a computer or link them together. If you had several things you wanted to mention about your last job, you could peg them to rooms in your old office or link them together. An advantage to the PEG system compared to the link or chain system is that you can start at any peg and handle interruptions easier. For example, at job interviews, you will be interrupted and sidetracked by questions. If you were following a chain system, you may lose your place in your chain. With a PEG system, it's easier to remember and recall the items in any order. If you are a car salesperson, you could peg items in your sales talk to the driver's seat, the passenger seat, the rear seat, and so on. Likewise, product features can be linked to other products. While I have doubts about the practical uses of pegging to numbers, it's very impressive to the public. One memory expert's infomercial shows him pegging 20 objects to numbers. As you can see, it's not hard to do. A lawyer friend of mine frequently wins drinks at bars by betting that he can memorize 20 items in order. On a more practical level, it helped him memorize legal material in law school. Another use of mnemonics is to remember computer passwords. A chain of 2 or 3 unrelated words will usually provide enough security for most non-financial applications. 2 unrelated words, such as fire and snail, can easily be linked together and then linked with a site, such as monster.com. Just picture a monster on fire and a fire-fighting snail. 3 unrelated words can also be linked together. It's important not to choose words that are naturally associated with each other, such as fire truck or firehouse, because hackers and codebreakers know people often naturally do this. Financial sites may require you to include numbers, because they know some people will choose easy-to-crack passwords if allowed to choose words. We could choose fire, snail, then 4, a floor, from our numeric system. Then you could chain fire, snail, and floor for 4.